was done between in the 20s and early 30s. So they say that 20s and 30s were the most brilliant periods for Shantiniketan.
Yeah.
And it continued up to 40s, but then after Tagore, it sort of waned to some extent. Mm-hmm. There's this whole enthusiasm about having the campus decked, and meaningfully decked. Like, some of the works are about the campus itself. This is based on one of Tagore's dance drama called Nati Puja. And that's a thematic Nati Puja. That means the oblation by a dancer, a dancer's oblation. Where a dancer, professional dancer, then finally converts to Buddhism, basically. Abandons all the worldly wealth, and then shuns all the possessions, and then goes to submit before the Lord Buddha. Renunciation principle, basically.
Mm.
So that renunciation principle was reenacted, and Nandalal was fond of that poem, and he converted that into a mural. This was one. The up is the quarry landscape, that broken, eroded landscape that Shiv Kumar was talking about that attracted them. But this is really repainted, so you can see that it's not as good as it was earlier. It's shining a bit, but you know, that while repairing, they overpainted it. They did it really, didn't really kind of restore it. The lower one retains some bit of its color.
This is original.
This is original. It's restored, but it's original. The upper one is retouched, so
yeah.
You shouldn't count on that. This is Bath of Krishna, and so another mythological kind of thing. But then the whole flat device that Nandalal had started after coming here is not close to Bengal school, so it's not revivalistic in a certain sense. He's working out a combination of the past and the present.
Almost Jamini Roy-esque.
Sort of. Yeah, very flat and simplified shapes.
Yeah.
And